Hi, I'm Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is October 2nd, 2019. We are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studio, where I am joined by Jim Senacropi, Liz Kamadis, and head chef Marshall Grady from Woody's Bar and Grill. It is our first episode in October already. But before we jump into you guys, we do have a sponsor for today's show, Bottomless Brewing on Eastlake Road in Geneva, where this Friday night there will be having live music from Jeff Acker from 6 to 8 p.m. You can come and enjoy the huge dance floor, fantastic beer, an amazing view of Seneca Lake, and enjoy dinner from their menu that you can check out online at bottomlessbrewing.com. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Are you glad to be here?
I don't know if glad's the word, but you know.
I'm glad you guys are here.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sydney.
It's both of our birthdays.
Yes. Yeah.
We're Libra twins, huh?
We are.
And I'm feeling old today.
Well, we're
not nearly
older.
As old as I am.
I'm feeling old. I woke up and my wrist really hurt, so
oh,
I know it's going
Sydney.
Downhill.
How
from
old are
here.
You?
I'm 25.
Oh, wow. You're falling apart, probably.
I am. I feel so old. But anyways, enough
hey,
about our birthdays.
Reach down below you to the right. We got something for me here from everybody at Finger Lakes One.
Below me to the right?
On that little table there. Just reach your hand down there.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so nice. You got my favorite place, CV Designs. I talk about them enough on this show. That is so nice of you guys. $100
gift certificate.
$100 at CV Designs.
You can go shopping.
And some new sweaters. Woo! Thank you. That was really nice. You didn't have to do that. Now I feel sad because I didn't get you a gift.
Well, hold on.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Liz.
My goodness.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. That
have a great
worked out.
Thank you.
Look at how.
From Senecropi Florist.
Wow, yeah. That
yes,
worked
out. Senecropi.
That worked out so good.
I was just
so
down
good.
Here looking for my gift on the right, and I didn't see anything, so this was perfect timing. I can put it right here, and then.
Wow. No, no, none of that. Wow, I just said I wish I had a present for you guys, and then that worked. So, okay, now that I'm sweating.
Everybody's got presents.
Yep, now that I'm sweating because of birthday surprises. Anyways, I'm so glad that you guys are here.
Thanks for
How is Woody's Bar and Grill?
Oh, wait, hold on.
You can't forget the beautiful Sydney.
Are you kidding? This is ridiculous. Hey, Aunt Deb, hi.
Hi, Sydney.
Guys, I guess there
Happy
really is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. This is
thought it was
the
just
script.
For Lizzie.
Aw, thank you.
Nope, not in the script.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are from, I believe, TJ.
And
fiance.
Senecropi Florist.
Senecropi
yep,
Florist. Wow, these are beautiful. And this is definitely not the script, so you guys are throwing me for a loop. But thank you. Who got me these?
Your fiance.
Aw.
I'm pretty sure.
Thomas John. I'm going to definitely do this, too. All right, for real this time. We're getting back to the script. Welcome. I wanted to see how Woody's Bar and Grill has been since you guys opened.
It's been going well. It's been just over a year now. We've made some changes here and there. Our latest change, obviously, is the addition of Chef Marshall Grady, who worked with us for years at
Which
Abigail's Restaurant.
Very
He joined
exciting.
Our team about a month ago. And we're excited to announce that we now have the Blue Bayou chicken wings back on the menu, along with some other wings that Marshall's doing.
World famous.
The world famous wings. We brought some for you guys to taste.
Yeah, let's eat.
You sure
taste
did.
Some?
Yeah. While you're telling us, you have, I think, a few events coming up
we
that
do.
Are really exciting, and I'll try these out.
So we started in September, so just last weekend, doing a monthly wine dinner. We're partnering with different local wineries, and Marshall's creating a menu for each wine, and we're
awesome.
Doing like a 5-course meal.
Oh,
our
wow.
next one is with Hosmer Winery on October 24th of this month.
Awesome.
It's $55 a person. That includes the tax and gratuity and the 5-course meal and 5 wine tastings.
That's great.
Yep.
That's a good price.
The information will be up on our Facebook page and our website at woodysbarandgrill.com as soon as we get the menu and everything finalized. Right after that, we jump into a hippie Halloween party with that 60s band, who is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, so grab your tie-dyes and your bell-bottoms and come join us for that. Costumes are
and your
always
LSD.
Welcome.
yeah,
yes, you have to provide your own
crazy.
Of that. But they're a great party band, a great dance band, so we thought it'd be fun to have them there for the for a Halloween party. We go from that into Thanksgiving time, so we're going to have the Diana Jacobs band here for Thanksgiving Eve. Always big party night, so we thought that'd be fun to do something
Absolutely.
With that
yes.
band that night, which takes us right into New Year's Eve. We have a great package planned. We partnered with the Quality Inn Hotel. We have the Dean's List coming to play. It's going to be the package price is $3.99 a couple. It includes open bar, cocktail or hors d'oeuvres, the buffet, the music, overnight stay at
in
the hotel.
Room. That's a good deal.
Yep. Continental breakfast in the morning. And then if you purchase your tickets before the end of this month, there's a 10% discount. So it brings it down to $3.59 a couple.
Awesome.
So we're excited about having that and having Dean's List there.
You guys have a lot going on.
We
one
do.
One right after another. But
this
they
is
all
that time
sound
of
like,
year.
Yeah, they all sound like really great events. Yep. And there's a place that we can see them all? Is it on?
Yep. They're all being gradually added to our Facebook page and our website. Trying not to do an overload and try and do one
A lot
one
of them are on the
time.
Deal site already. If you click on deals at the top of our homepage,
sure.
you're on our app.
Yep,
so
I've been trying to get them
there.
Up there just for that, you know, letting
You've
people know
done
ahead
good.
Of time.
You've done better than a lot of people.
You taught me well,
Sydney.
Oh, thank
you. I try. But
so,
go ahead.
Now, first thing I thought about when Marshall was going to Woody's was that the Blue Bayou Wings are going to be back, and they are, right?
They are.
And not only that, but we have, I have six wings in front of me, you have six in front of you, different kind of different flavors, some unique flavors.
Right.
But I kind of want to start with the Blue Bayou here,
me too.
Just because it's been so long since I've...
I've never tried them.
You've never had a Blue Bayou wing.
I know all about them. I know everything they talk about and all the winning awards, but I never tried it. So here I go. Actually,
State are world famous. Great Chicken Wing Hunt said Ooh. These were the best wings.
Wow. That is such an awesome title to have. How do you feel about that, Marshall? Do you love
I
your
feel
life
good.
Because
feel
of
great
that?
About that.
I have to eat with a fork because I'll make a mess. Oh, my God. They are so good.
So going back to the Blue Bayou, how'd you come up with that recipe?
Oh, so like a long story. I was sitting there with fellows back in the time when, you know, before instant replay was good. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about, you know, went to get some celery and blue cheese sauce because they had ran out of it with the wings. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I can come up with something that they don't have to do that with. So I started blending celery, blue cheese, hot sauce. And make the sauce out of it.
Yeah,
wow.
It's beautiful because they're hot. They are hot wings, but the blue cheese gives them a smoothness.
Mm-hmm.
And the celery you don't even notice is there, but you notice with the flavor. A lot of people, when they hear about that recipe, I think they think celery. But that's the three things that make chicken wings. You got blue cheese, you got chicken wings and sauce and celery. So all together.
That makes so much
and
sense.
And the guys that made the film, The Great Chicken Wing Hunt, and tried hundreds of different wings across the state, decided that was the best, and we agree.
Represent hometown, FLX.
What about
that,
some of these other
flavors?
That was
before FLX was FLX.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That long ago,
we
huh?
We were just the Finger Lakes. We had no abbreviation. We shared it with Florida, just FL.
Oh, wow.
So there's other flavors here. Geez, I can't remember which was which. Which is the one that's right next to the Blue Bayou?
That would be...
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly wing right here.
I can't wait to try this one either. Okay, get in my belly. Peanut butter and jelly wing. Oh, yum. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with chicken wings as it is, and I love peanut butter and jelly, so I can't
These are all available at Woody's? Every flavor?
Right now,
yeah, we the Blue Bayou is available every night. We rotate. We have Thursday night is wing night, where it's $2 off a dozen, and we rotate the different sauces.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
You know, different kinds available.
You got to keep them coming back.
That's
right.
You got to
keep
try something
the different.
Different
wings.
I can remember back when Marshall won the award. I can remember him saying he had over 100 different wing sauces.
Wow.
In a combination. So
in your back pocket. So just in case you want to use them for a rainy day. Like today.
Well, this one is balsamic vinegar, right? Which is something you might find on you don't would normally think is on a chicken wing, but I love balsamic.
Was that on your other plate? Or was that on
the
same
plate?
Well, I
just had one big plate, but this is balsamic. Yeah. You don't have a balsamic one?
I do have a balsamic one. I put it over here so I knew which one it was. Let me try it.
It's great.
I'm doing my happy food dance because I love it.
Maple sriracha.
Right.
Oh, man, I didn't
get that
one.
Perfect for the fall.
Yeah, you better try that one.
So sweet and spicy, it should be.
Mmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, the first taste, you feel like it's a pancake, and then you get the heat after.
No way. No way. So far, none of them have been too hot for me, because I thought that the whole time, the reason I didn't try the famous chicken wings, because I thought they would be too hot, and I guess I was wrong.
If you eat a bunch of them, it gets hot.
Yeah. Well, the one that I had was perfect.
Well, the best part about coming to the bar then to have them is you can have a nice ice cold beer to wash it down.
Absolutely.
So if they're too hot, you know, there's nothing.
Your guys set up too with the bar. I love it. It's like above the, you know, the few steps up, and then you can overlook the dining room.
Big dance floor and dining room.
Yeah.
And that's great.
I'm just going to have one more before I go to photos.
Which one's that?
Which is a garlic parm that I already
show them that one. It looks like a frosted donut.
A frosted donut or glazed or something, but let me just bite right into it.
So
oh, yeah.
This one here, Marshall, is above the Blue Bayou on the list there. What's
it's
this?
It's Asian peanut.
Asian peanut.
I did get that one. I didn't try that one yet. I'm only taking one bite of each, and then I'm going to save them for after the show so I can eat the rest. But yeah, that Asian peanut. I'm not big on Asian food, so let's see.
It's good.
Mmm. Wow. All right. Well, I guess I like Asian food now.
that's Asian fusion right there.
Yeah, Asian fusion. Wow, nothing they were all
say that five times fast with a wing in your mouth.
With your mouth full. Nothing more American than a chicken wing.
No.
It's truly American.
And I feel like in the fall I eat more chicken wings. I don't know why. You would think the summer, but for me, it's the fall.
No, football season.
Football, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you get lazy and you just want to get something quick to eat. Like TJ's trying
to
get me.
This
pizza.
Was next to
the. I think that was the hot raspberry.
Oh, yeah. So this is just straight up raspberry, or?
It's mixture stuff.
And you came up with all of these pretty much, all these different flavors?
Right.
I love it.
He's done a hot fudge before.
Hot fudge wing?
A hot fudge wing.
Oh.
Or a hot chocolate
hot
wing.
Chocolate, right.
Oh,
and then, you know, the peanut butter and jelly, the things that you would never think to put on wings.
Absolutely. I would
king
try
of the wing.
King of the wings. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to rank them of the six I tasted.
Oh, okay.
They're all great. Blue Bayou is the best.
Mm-hmm.
That was just shot down memory lane. I just can't believe those are available now to have again. Maple Sriracha, I would order those.
Love it. And I was wondering what would be your second.
That raspberry was good. The balsamic vinegar was good. I think I'll go balsamic next. That was just something different. But if you like vinegar, you know, the vinegary taste.
Oh, yeah.
And and the peanut butter and jelly was something different, too.
Yeah, I actually really like the peanut butter and jelly one, too. I loved the Blue Bayou, but I also am obsessed with my garlic parm. And you try garlic parm at other places, and it's just not the same. It doesn't have that, like, creamy coating. It's just...
Right. Not enough parm, not enough garlic.
Yeah, sometimes
if you're
going to
have
like
a wing that's called something, that should be over... The taste should be overwhelming.
I hate when I get garlic parm, and I feel like I'm eating a plain chicken wing. So that's why I love these ones so much.
Perfect.
So, I mean, we just went through a lot of chicken wings. I do have to go into the photos. You guys have to pick which one's your best or your favorite, and then we will rank them, and it'll be right
all
there on the screen.
All you got to do is decide which is your favorite from the photos we'll show you from the past week that have been sent in.
Yes. So, we're going to start things off this week with storm clouds leaving downtown.
I don't think I'm ready for the photos.
Oh, you're not ready. You're too busy eating your chicken wings still over there.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay. We're starting it off this week with storm clouds leaving downtown Canandaigua. This photo was captured by Rebecca Amber. That's a pretty cool photo.
That is pretty cool.
That's in Canandaigua. I was trying to see where that was. For a minute, it looked like it was in Auburn. I don't know why, but that's a sweet cloud. Next up is one sent to us by Chris Trine. This 88-year-old World War II vet was returning from Sunday's honor flight.
Bill Velt of Waterloo also took the honor flight. 90-year-old Bill Velt
And that's awesome. There's a video and a story on Finger Lakes One right now that's it's pretty cool.
That
if
is
you don't
awesome.
Know what the Honor Flight is, they take these veterans, they get to the airport, there's everybody in the airport stands and applaud as they board the plane. They fly to Washington, they view the monuments and the destinations, then they fly back, and every time in the airport they're just greeted with like full applause, and it's very, very emotional.
That's great.
And there's a video of Waterloo's Bill Velt. Everybody from Waterloo knows who Bill Velt is. It's worth a watch for sure.
That is awesome.
Good friend of mine, Kevin Schweitz, is his grandson, and he actually escorted him and set that up for him. And he said it was unbelievable.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's very emotional. Now, a shot from Travis J. Smith, a dramatic barn scene in Ontario County.
Dang.
Whoa.
Perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, those clouds are coming in strong today. Ben Slomovic captured this cool shot of the moon last week in Canandaigua. It's hard to see for me on that one, but I can
see
the
lights down the street and the moon above. That is a unique sight. There's a power line that bisected the moon, though. Wish they could have cut that out, but...
Canandaigua Lake was looking steamy, even though it was pretty chilly in this shot by Jeffrey Winner.
Mm-hmm.
That looks more like summer to me. And we are not in summer anymore.
Well, now the weather's getting colder in the morning, the water's warmer than the air. And that's what causes that effect. A little science
Thanks
there for
that.
You on your birthday.
Danielle McGarry shot this rainbow over Evans Field in Canandaigua. We're getting a lot from Canandaigua this week.
I think Evans Field is done.
I don't even know what it is.
I think they're building a new field. I think they played their last game on Evans Field. Don't quote me on that, but...
All right, I won't. This shot from Daniel Underhill along Lake Ontario. Pretty.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, that is... that's good.
I love that. It makes you wonder, do you think he's on the lake, or he's on a dock, or he's in the grass? That's the way my brain goes all the time. We've seen the boathouses before, but Travis J. Smith caught this cool one from water's level.
Oh, yeah, that is different.
Wow. Uh-oh, I'm going to have a hard time.
He's quite the photographer. He had a submission, too, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got another one, too, as we look at a rainy day in the Finger Lakes.
Oh, that looks like that's today.
That is cool.
Oh, clear water.
This is going to be hard for me.
Is that all of them?
One more. Ed Traffigan shows us some of the leaves changing colors in Yates County.
Which it's really going to kick in the foliage over the next week or two.
Absolutely. Those were all of our photos for this week. Now, you guys have to decide what you think is the best.
Yeah, just pick one each, and if there's a tie, I break it.
Yeah. All right, Marshall, you're up first.
I'm going to have to go with the vet one because I think our vets don't get enough recognition for what they have done for our country.
I agree. I love that one.
That was a great picture. I think I have to go with the one with the barn with the clouds. That was like the Halloween-ish looking scene.
That was from Travis J. Smith. That was a dramatic barn scene.
Yes, mm-hmm. that time of year just kind of looked like some place that you'd want to... Maybe do a haunted house or something. I had that eerie feel to it. Thought it was neat.
You went with a Travis J. Smith, and so I'm going to go with the very first one with Rebecca Amber as she started the storm clouds leaving downtown Canandaigua.
Okay, so I pick one of those three, and I got to agree with Liz. No offense to our veterans.
Right, you have to throw that in there.
But this was a good one. This was a good one right there.
Yeah, that one was awesome. And that one was by Travis J. Smith.
Yeah,
of course, he's really good. He sends in great photos. Everybody's photos were awesome. If you'd like to share local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click the link in the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com. And now I want you to let us know. I'm kind of nervous, but I want to hear how the weekend weather is going to be.
Well, we've had great weather the past few weeks, and then today on Wednesday it just kind of bottom dropped out, and it's starting to feel like, we might not see the sun again till May.
No.
But it's not a bad weekend, but definitely more November-ish than September-ish.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. So Friday, cloudy with a high near 51. Chance of a morning shower. After that moves out, we should be fine. And then overnight into Saturday, it's going to be a low of 37. So not quite freezing yet, but 37. We haven't seen 30s in a long time.
I have the chills just thinking about it.
I know.
So, but
Saturday, my pick day, sunny, high near 58. 58 doesn't sound warm, but if it's sunny, low winds, 58 is perfect to head out in the autumnness of the Finger Lakes. Saturday night, it won't get quite as cold as Friday night, down to only 47. And then Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 65, getting back up there, and then head back to work on Monday, a high near 63, but still a chance of showers. So don't let the end of this week fool you with the 50s and the overnights and the 30s. It's going to be okay. We're going to still be okay.
That's good.
For a few more weeks.
Because we have a lot of fall festivities going on this weekend. And
of course.
Just a few of them are the Great Cortland Pumpkin Fest is on Saturday and Sunday in Cortland. In Montour Falls, it's the Fall Harvest Fest on Saturday starting at noon. Seneca White Deer is opening up the depot in Romulus for their first ever fall festival on Saturday at noon following their 10K and 5K runs. That's interesting. That's different. I hope that goes well. In Branchport, it's the 30th annual Hunt Country Harvest Festival on Saturday and Sunday. In Auburn on Saturday, it's the Prison City Riot Run 5K. Interesting. I like the name of that.
Prison City Brewery, I imagine that's associated
with. I would
with.
Imagine,
hopefully
yeah.
Hopefully them and not the
prison
actual prison.
Prison City Riot sounds like a little more fun. The Wine Glass Marathon will be run on Sunday in Corning.
It's a big one.
Comedian Paula Poundstone will be at the State Theater in Ithaca on
now, there's
Saturday
a
night.
One from the back in the day.
Never heard of her.
You never heard of Paula Poundstone?
No, but she's got a great name. Okay. The Second City Comedy Troupe will be at the Smith Opera House in Geneva on Sunday.
A lot of famous actors and comedians started at the Second City.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
You are full of knowledge. I wish I had your brain.
Well, when you have a few more birthdays, maybe you'll
old and wise. I feel old and wise right now.
Yeah.
Finger Lakes
Not
SP.
If you don't know who Paula Poundstone is.
Okay, I'll look her up after this so I can feel more educated and more my age. Finger Lakes SPCA of CNY is hosting a Howl-a-Week.
Howl-a-Week.
Howl-a-Week pet walk.
Should be
Howl-a-Ween. Yeah, Howl. I'm guessing that's probably what it is. Howl-a-Ween.
Pet walk.
That
howl is in dogs. Like
yeah.
Dogs howl.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely understood that.
Play
one.
On words there.
Yeah. Comedian Ken Jeong is at Del Lago Resort and Casino on Saturday at 5 p.m. And those are just some of the events that
are
going on.
It's just a spattering. There's so many more. Every winery has something going on. There's just a lot going on around the region.
It's time to do all your fun fall stuff. And I saw that Saturday Night Live did a skit where they were making fun of
apple pickers.
You
can watch that on Finger Lakes One as well.
Oh, maybe that's where I saw it then.
Yeah. I actually didn't like that. They really made fun of like upstate New York apple farmers.
Yeah, they sure did.
Is kind of simpletons and...
Confederate flags and all
and
that stuff.
And apple picking maybe
bad.
Being overrated, saying just go to the store and get your apples. But
we like our apple picking around here.
But it's funny. I mean, it's just got to have fun with it, so don't take offense.
Yeah, no. But
all our friends up in Wayne County who grow apples.
That's me. I'm a Wayne County person now, so woo-woo. Let's see quickly what sports we have going on this weekend.
Why so quickly?
Well, I don't know. Because it's just the sports.
Buffalo Bills are 3-1. They could have been 4-0. I actually put money on the Bills on the money line.
Seriously?
Could have won. And they time and time again against the Pats, they couldn't get it in the end zone. I wish they kicked the field goal the first time they got down on fourth down, but they didn't. Josh Allen got hurt with a cheap shot to the helmet. Barkley came in, and it just felt like a game they could have won, but they didn't. But still off to a good start, 3-1. They traveled to face the Titans at 1 o'clock on Sunday. On CBS, Sunday night game this week is Colts at Chiefs. Monday night game is Cleveland at San Francisco. Syracuse football is on a bye week this week. Cornell football hosts Georgetown at 3 o'clock on Saturday in Ithaca at Schoolcraft Field. The 4-0 Hobart Statesmen are at Union in Schenectady for a noon start. And the 3-0 Ithaca Bombers are at St. Lawrence in Canton, New York for a 1 o'clock kick. The Yankees open the postseason hosting the Twins on Friday at 7:07, and game two of the ALDS will be Saturday at 5:07, and then game three moving back to Minnesota would be Monday. So postseason baseball is here, and the Yankees got a good shot this year. Matter of fact, the wild card games are already underway. There's Tampa, the AL wild card is today. Tampa Bay and Oakland, I think.
And then yesterday, Washington beat Milwaukee. So PGA Tour is at the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open at TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas, Thursday through Friday, 4 to 8 on the Golf Channel. If you want to watch it Saturday, Sunday, 5 through 8 on the Golf Channel. West Coast golf means primetime viewing for us in the East. And the only other thing I'll say is I went to Del Lago last week and placed my first legal wagers.
Oh.
And I used the...
machines,
the automated. I've seen the sports book. I just hadn't been in to place a bet yet, and it's pretty easy. So if you're a little intimidated, you just go in and slide your money into the machine like a, you know, an automated change maker, and then you just pick through and make your bets.
Wow.
And it's pretty simple. So don't be intimidated if you want to go out there and place some bets.
They looked intimidating. I went there for the first time on Monday, and I was like, that looks so confusing over there. So maybe I'll go and place a bet.
We should go today.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe we'll have some birthday luck.
We definitely would have some
place birthday, that bet on your birthday
spree spins at least. But yeah. So what event is closest? The one that's coming up is going to be the wine pairing with Hosmer, correct?
As far as an actual event, yes. We do have live music just about every Friday night. This weekend we have Frankie Wheeler playing Friday from 7 to 10, and we have Waterside Acoustic playing Saturday night from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
So with that cold weather, you know, for all of you people that have been going out to the wineries and sitting out in the sun, it's time to get back inside. So, you know, we thought we'd... start the weekend off with, you know, music both nights.
So
Liz,
that.
You were in the studio almost 2 years ago now, I think, on the Weber This Week show when you were opening Woody's. I mean, you're pretty much established now, and it's been successful.
It has, yep.
I hear nothing but good things.
Thank
the
you.
Times I've gone, it's been fantastic. And just looking back on it, it was a good move.
I couldn't be happier.
Yay.
You know, the circumstances around a lot of it, you know, would have been nice if they were different circumstances, but in the end, everything seemed to work out the way it was supposed to, and, you know, I have a great team that is the reason that, you know, you get that excellent service mm-hmm. and excellent food, because, you know, the team I have working for me is really what makes the whole experience.
And how has the catering side gone? I know that you're kind of partnered with the Quality Inn
to
cater most of their events.
I do all of the banquet rooms. So, you know, we have a couple weddings actually coming up this month.
Exciting.
This coming weekend actually is the Experience Psychic Fair at the hotel.
Oh, yeah, so, they have that every year, right?
So that's, you know, if you're out and about and want to get a reading or whatever else they do at those fairs.
Tarot cards, maybe, some fun, interesting things about your future you could learn.
And Marshall, are you comfortable in the kitchen over there?
Oh, yeah.
It's
big kitchen.
Yeah, it's bigger than Abigail's.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. And are you finding a lot of the same customers that used to come for Marshall's Cooking and...
You know, we had a lot of followers right from the get-go that came with us, you know, followed Woody over. And now
from
that
the
they're
bar,
hearing,
yep.
You know, that they're hearing, you know, that Marshall's back, they're, you know, coming back, you know, even more so.
That's
so
awesome.
We have a lot of our same regulars every week.
And you're serving lunches, too.
Actually, we stopped. We did lunches for the summer.
Oh, for the summer. Oh, yeah.
They weren't as successful as we hoped. So, you know, our thought originally was to run them through the end of October. We decided to stop them in September, so, you know, we'll look at it again next spring. And
lunch is a hard nut to crack around here.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
People have their regular spot to go. They're in and out. But I appreciate the options for dinner now that we've got. You know, Woody's was a pleasant addition for sure. We were kind of limited.
Yeah.
And so it's been great to be able to have that option. And to be able to get the Blue Bayou wings is...
I'll eat them now. I'll eat them. They're not too hot. I think that they were great. And I tried the prime rib, the $15 prime ribs that you guys did.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that
up. You're
welcome. Today's Wednesday.
Today
so
is
every
Wednesday,
we do a $15 prime rib dinner. House salad, Italian bread, prime rib, choice of potato.
Yum. It was really good cut. And I even ordered out, drove home with it, and it was still just as good as it would have been if I got it right there. So I definitely recommend that. But everybody can check out your menu. They can check out events you have going on at woodysbarandgrill.com.
Yep.
As well
as Facebook. Or anything, all just one word, and then our Facebook page. Maybe someday I'll get into Twitter and Instagram and all that.
Nah, you got Facebook, you know, and you got your website.
One step at a time.
Yeah, and you got us. You got us with
right.
the deals.
And I do. I post, I try every week to update the deals on the Finger Lakes deals page on fingerlakes1.com.
You do great.
Nice.
But thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for lunch.
Yeah, before, seriously. I
different
can't wait
kinds
to finish.
Of chicken wings.
I can't wait to finish them. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah,
welcome
birthday,
back,
ladies.
Marshall, to Woody's Bar and Grill. Thank and you. That is unfortunately all the time we have. If you guys enjoyed this show, you can click like, share with your friends. You can subscribe. Of course, we'll be back next Wednesday. And until then, have a great autumn weekend here in the Finger Lakes.